You are listening to a sermon from Mission Point St. John. We hope this message encourages a deeper connection between you and Jesus, our Savior.
Tonight, we have a special treat for you. Brother Richie Munn has agreed to come and preach the word of the Lord, so I'm going to invite him to come at this time. Could you welcome him as he comes?
Amen. God bless everyone tonight. Isn't it great to be in the house of the Lord? Many places we could be, but tonight, on a Wednesday night, we find ourselves in God's house. Amen. Before we get into the Word of God tonight, just a couple of remarks. I do appreciate and take it an honor and a privilege to be here tonight to minister to you. I don't take it lightly. I know those are things you're supposed to say, but I do say it from the heart, and I do mean it. And I'm a little rusty, so bear with me. If you see a little dust cloud around me, it's just I'm a little rusty, so we'll get through this because the Lord has already blessed His Word. Amen. And that's all that matters. We're here to deliver what God has laid on our hearts. And when Pastor asked me to speak, I knew immediately what I was going to speak on. And it never left. And so we feel that this is the will of God. We pray that that is certainly the case. I'm also thankful that he asked me to speak before Brother Woodward. Because that is a very tough act to follow, anyone that knows Brother Woodward. So thank you very much, Pastor, for that. There's a lot of new faces in the last little while, so just in the way of introduction, my name's Richie Munn. My wife Andrew was playing the piano tonight. We moved here 22 years ago. That seems like a long time, and I'm just glad that I still feel young enough to remember it. I remember that summer, it was June, we went to Canada Conference, and it changed our lives. Anyone ever have a moment that changed their life? You know, whatever that milestone or maybe several milestones in your life, that was one of them for us. And I had just gotten a pretty good promotion not long before that. And I felt pretty secure in my occupation and what we were doing in the local church in Miramichi. But God had other plans. And the next thing you know, we were moving to St. John, which is my wife's home city. With our two-year-old and our five-year-old, not sure what God was going to do. And we're going to speak on a few things coming up in this message. But God had a way through those 22 years of taking what we offered to Him and blessing it and breaking it. And we've had wonderful memories here, and we continue to want to make more wonderful memories as the Lord tarries. Amen. Amen. Why don't we all stand? We're going to turn to a familiar passage of Scripture. And I will admit it's nothing earth-shattering. It's nothing that's going to blow you away or knock your socks off, as Brother Arnold would tell. But we just want to talk about seasons. Just a simple title, Seasons. In Ecclesiastes chapter 3, we're going to read the first 8 verses. To everything there is a season, and a time to every purpose under the heaven. A time to be born, and a time to die, a time to plant, and a time to pluck up that which is planted. A time to kill, and a time to heal, a time to break down, and a time to build up. A time to weep, and a time to laugh, a time to mourn, and a time to dance. A time to cast away stones, and a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace, and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to get, and a time to lose. A time to keep, and a time to cast away. A time to rend, and a time to sow. A time to keep silence, and a time to speak. A time to love, and a time to hate, a time of war, and a time of peace. Let's pray. God, we thank you, Lord, once again. We know your word is anointed, God. I pray you anoint your servant, Lord, and this group of people gathered tonight. God, we do it for you, Jesus. We pray your blessing and your anointing upon what we would say tonight, God. Lord, the remainder part of this service, we put it into your hands, into your care, in the precious name of Jesus. And the church said, amen.
Amen.
You may be seated. So seasons. We're going to touch on three things of seasons. The first thing we want to touch on is the seasons of nature or natural seasons. The second thing will be seasons of life, or what I refer to as human seasons. And the third thing is the seasons of individuals or personal seasons. Now, covering the first, I mean, anyone that's born and raised in Canada or has experienced at least the last 12 months, you know of the natural seasons of Canada, the East Coast in particular. But when I looked it up, a season is a period of the year that is distinguished by special climate conditions. Do I hear an amen? Amen.
Amen.
I could not tell you the amount of times in my life where I prayed to God and said, why in the world wasn't I born in a nice tropical climate? Why did my parents not live there? And thus I would be raised in such. That is not the case and has not been the case. But seasons are largely due to factors surrounding the Earth's tilted axis as it revolves around the sun. This is going to be a science lesson. Don't get worried. But the four seasons that we encounter, spring, summer, fall, or autumn, if you prefer, and winter, those are the four seasons. They follow one another regularly. Each has its own lights, temperature, and weather patterns that repeat on a seasonal basis. Seasons also have an enormous influence on vegetation and plant growth. Winter typically has cold weather, as we all know too well know it. Little daylight and limited plant growth. In spring, plants grow, flowers bloom. Summer is the warmest, thank goodness, and most daylight, so the plants and the crops grow very quickly. And in fall, the temperatures begin to drop, the days become shorter. Many trees lose their leaves, especially in our part of the world. Crops mature and are harvested, and then the cycle repeats. So naturally, there are seasons. Genesis chapter 1, verse 14. I'm going to read that here tonight. And God said, let there be firmament. Sorry, and God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years. So we can thank God for the seasons that we encounter here in Eastern Canada. And if you're from another place or have experienced seasons in another part of the world, God still made that as well. But seasons are natural, and that's what we experience in life. The second type of season is life seasons, or human seasons, growth, maturity. Acts chapter 1, verse 7, we're going to read that here tonight. And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father hath put in his own power. So God has all power for the seasons of our life. From the time we were born to the time we die, and all points in between, our lives are ordained by God. I also want to read in Daniel chapter 2, two verses there, verse 20 and 21. Daniel answered and said, blessed be the name of God forever and ever, for wisdom and might are his. And he changeth the times and the seasons. He removeth kings and setteth up kings. He giveth wisdom unto the wise and knowledge to them that know understanding. So from the time we are born into this world, as we grow up as a child, as a toddler, to our teen years, till we become an adult, and as the Lord tarries, we become seniors, till God decides to take us home to our reward, that is our life season. And also along with that, as individuals, single, married, family, that's also a season in our life. Different times, different seasons, different points in our life that we have milestones, as I mentioned earlier. And then, of course, there's life and there's death, just like there is in the natural. The temperatures get warmer, plants grow, crops grow, and then things die away in the winter. But it has to, because then there's growth right after that. And we're going to touch on that in a minute. So just like the four seasons of weather, we also go through various stages of life. As I said, life seasons. The third season we're going to spend a little more time on, that's our individual or personal season. Galatians 6, verse 9 reads, "And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap, if we faint not." If we faint not. It's easy to faint when we're in seasons of our life. Amen? We could have many testimonies here tonight of many things that have happened in our lives, but the Word says that God will watch over us. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 2 might seem like a little bit of an odd verse in this setting to read, but we'll further explain it. This is Timothy, and it's mostly for preachers and people obtaining for the ministry, but I think there's a truth here. "Preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine." And when I was studying this, I found a very neat version. I don't often read other versions and, you know, go back and forth, but in the Amplified Bible, it reads, "Herald and preach the word, keep your sense of urgency. Stand by, be at hand and ready." Be at hand and ready. That's in season. Whether the opportunity seems favorable or unfavorable. How many can say that they've had days that just were not favorable? They've had other days, we've had other days that have been favorable. Whether it is convenient or inconvenient. Ever have anything inconvenient happen in your life? Like, "My Lord, this is not happening right now. I cannot handle this. This cannot be my circumstance today." No. Whether it's convenient or inconvenient, in season or out of season. And it goes on to say, whether it is welcome or unwelcome. Yeah, we've all had those days that we wouldn't want to repeat. No, not at all. They're just memories that we'd rather not have, but in season and out of season. And we're going to go to Hebrews for a moment. One of my favorite books of the Bible, chapter 13. We're going to read verse 5 and verse 8. Starting at verse 5, it says, "Let your conversation be without covetousness and be content with such things as ye have. For he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee." God will never leave us in our season, saints. God will never leave us nor forsake us. We may feel like it. He has. The enemy may lie to us and tell us that God has left us. That is not the case. We can move away from God. God will never move away from us. I heard a saying years ago, if you think you're far from God, guess who moved? It wasn't God that moved. We make changes in our lives, and it's really us. Verse 8, "Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever." Amen? What a glorious truth that we have. God does not change. He is always the same. The God of yesterday is the same God of today. The God of today will be the same God tomorrow, and He can take us through the seasons of our life. And one of my favorite Bible characters is Joseph. We're not going to read the scriptures because there's 9 chapters that tells the story of Joseph's life, and I think everyone would like to get home before dark. But Joseph, very, very familiar Bible character. But have you ever really thought about the changes in the seasons in Joseph's life? He was born into a loving home, but he was a favorite child, and his brothers despised him for that. His father gave him special treatment, special coat, did all the nice special things and spoiled him, but the brothers did not like it. So, one day, they took him out. They went away from the family home. They threw him in a pit. Not very nice. Not having a good day there. And not only that, they left him for a period. And then they had a little bit of guilt. And then happenstance, some strangers came along and they sold him into slavery. So here we have a normal child, normal life, getting spoiled, loved by family, but then not so much. Sold into slavery. But the Lord had favor on him. He became the head of Potiphar's house. Well, that's magnificent. God was looking out for Joseph. God was taking care of him. But one day, Potiphar's wife tried to lie, and she did. She lied about him and put him in a very awkward position where he had to flee. And then she told a story, and the next thing you know, Joseph's in prison. Well, that's a pretty bad day. That's the start of a bad season right there. I don't know if any one of us would really enjoy that. The prisons of that time, nothing like the prisons of today, even though the ones today are not all that favorable as well. But in prison, Joseph was blessed. They put him in charge of the ward. And it happened that Pharaoh's butler and baker had a dream. And Joseph, as a child of God, was given the gift of interpretation. And he interpreted the dreams for both of those men. And what happened? Well, the baker came to his demise, and the butler forgot about Joseph. Until one day, Pharaoh had a dream, and no one could interpret it. No one at all. And the butler remembered, hey, there's this guy in the jail. He interpreted a dream for me one time, and it came true. Maybe he's the answer. And the rest of the story is that Joseph was taken up to Pharaoh. He interpreted the dream. Pharaoh was very pleased with everything. And he promoted him to second in command in the kingdom. Well, that's a great season. That's a great season right there. Things really looked up. And God allowed Joseph to be put in this season of his life. And just like Queen Esther, there was for such a time as this moment, because there was going to be coming a famine in the land. There was going to be years of plenty and years of famine. And what happened is he helped prepare that land in the 7 years of plenty for the 7 years of famine. And they store it up. And then everyone came to them in the famine years to get sustenance and food to survive. And lo and behold, here comes Joseph's family one day. And Joseph played a few tricks with them to test them. I'm not quite positive he wasn't just messing around just to have a little smidge of a revenge. I don't know. But maybe that's human nature. Maybe I would do that too. But at the end, all his family came. All his family was saved from the famine. And God put him through those various stages in his life, or individual personal seasons of ups and downs. I tell you, it's a real roller coaster. I don't know if many of us would have survived what he went through. But he did. And we have the story in the Bible to look to for times when we have seasons in our life when we don't understand what's going on. I mean, I've had them. You've had them. We could share stories. I remember times where I lost my job. And I'm like, God, what is going on? I didn't do this. God's like, I got your back. I'm going to put you in a new season. I've had times where school didn't work out. I remember I went to college, and that lasted 8 months, and I got myself in some trouble. And I remember at the time saying, it was in St. John Community College, and I said, I'll never live in St. John again. I couldn't stand the city. Well, I heard a pastor tell me years ago, never say never. So I've learned that lesson. But God had a purpose in that season of my life. Through different careers, through marriage up and downs, you know, there's all kinds I could share. We had two bouncing baby kids, a boy and a girl. Life was great until it wasn't. Until one of them let you down. Until one of them became a prodigal and, you know, I just couldn't share all what we went through at that particular time. But God brought us through. God brought us through. That was a hard season, folks. That was a hard season, but God brought us through. And I remember times walking through that season of life with Caleb, my son, when he was just going through so much. And very few people know what we went through. But God was with us every step of the way. When there was days we didn't know how we were going to sleep, what we were going to do, we just took it one day at a time. We didn't turn our backs on God because it wasn't God's fault. Whatever you're facing in your life, saints of God, it is not God's fault. We all make choices. It happens to the just and the unjust. But God, in his word, like we read, will never leave us, never forsake us. We've had different times in our life, finances, ups and downs, good choices, bad choices. But God, if you're faithful to God, God will be faithful to you. I've had a lot of friends who aren't here tonight, a lot of family who aren't in church tonight. But I pray for them. I believe, as I'm sure you do, God is well able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to his riches and glory, according to the power that works in us. We don't have to be anyone special other than being a child of God. If we're a child of God, the power is in us, folks. Now, when I was studying, my mind just went a few different directions. I always knew I was going to speak on, but this here kind of took me by surprise. We've all been to weddings. You know, they're great, they're glorious, they're wonderful. But if you ever think about the vows, just really think about the vows that are said. You know, this is normally what the minister will say. I take thee, so-and-so, to be my wedded wife or husband, to heaven to hold, from this day forward, for better, for worse, for richer, for poor, in sickness and in health, to love and to cherish, till death do us part, according to God's holy ordinance, and thereto I pledge thee my love. Does that sound familiar? Almost verbatim for most of the weddings I've been to, unless they did their own. But when we take those vows that we have heard so many times, and if we think of it as a personal statement of faithfulness that we pledge to God, how miraculous and how powerful is that? If we pledge our faithfulness to God, that we will hold true to Him from this day forward, for better or for worse, for richer or for poor, God doesn't really, he's not interested in if we're rich or poor. That doesn't factor into his love for us. In sickness or health, God doesn't matter to him in his love for us, whether we're sick or we're healthy. To love and to cherish, that's what God wants, us to love and cherish him in every season. Till one day, death will come, we'll leave this earthly world, and we'll go on to our reward. So that's our pledge to God, is our faithfulness. How many times we heard an older saint or a senior say of how faithful God has been in their life, how many seasons they've been through, the good, the bad, the ugly, and everything else. But not only have they been, has God been faithful to them, but they have been faithful to God. Amen. We're going to come to a close here. We'll ask the music to come back. If we all stand. I didn't want to be lengthy tonight, but again, it was a simple point of seasons. And it does not matter the season that I'm in or the season that you're in. It doesn't matter the situation that we see ourselves in or going through. It doesn't matter the circumstances that we find ourselves in today compared with last week or as we compare it to next week. God is still God. And we need to be faithful to God in season and at a season. Because it doesn't matter the season, God is still on the throne, amen? It doesn't matter the season, God is still all-powerful. It doesn't matter the season, God is still all-knowing. He knows all about it. It's not a surprise to Him. It doesn't matter the season, because God sees us in that season. And He knows the end from the beginning. So He sees it on both sides. And it doesn't matter that season because, like I said, God is still on our side. He will never leave us or forsake us. God is still answering prayers. God is still performing miracles. God is still forgiving. God is still saving. God is still God. Amen. So we're going to sing a song here. We're invite everyone to the altar to pray. Or if you're not comfortable with that, pray in your own seat. And I want you to reflect on this season of life that you're in. Your personal circumstances, your family circumstances, your situations. And if you're on the mountaintop and you're flying high and you're rejoicing daily, well, keep that. Bottle that up. Use it. Because there may come a day in the not too distant future where you're going to need that. And if you see a brother or sister that you know is struggling, that's your time to encourage them and help them in their season.
Thank you for joining us today. If you want more information, connect with us on our website at missionpoint.ca. God bless you.